this overboard now. I want you to feel that heat. And we can ride the boogie, share that heat of love. I wanna ride.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our next episode. How is everybody today?
Yes,
it is raining today, and I love it. It's not raining there?
I don't know. I don't really go outside much.
Well, I don't either, but I just had door knockers come. So.
I literally don't really go outside.
It was raining when I dropped Lila and Louie at
stuff. Fun, you know how we win of the week. You know, what have we? What's been winning? What's been losing? Anyway, win. Let me get started. Is John has decided that he will now be doing all drop offs. Yeah, bitch. So
I
John
fucking
was
love that for you.
So John was.
Oh my god! I'm instantly jealous.
I know. Since Odin has started school, John has taken off from 8:15 or 8:30 to 9 o'clock every day so he can take Odin to school. But we would go together, right? So we'd go as a family to the school. He'd play a little bit and then we'd leave, right? But the problem is Odin just absolutely loses it when I'm there. He cannot, like, it's so much more emotional, so much more traumatic. And obviously because John's coming, he knows that, right? Now he can see what I'm talking about with how traumatic it is with Odin dropping him off.
Right.
And he goes, yeah, you can't come anymore. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
So sad.
So devastated.
Oh, no.
I'm going to stay in my bed.
This is fucked. No, I'm
Do you pick him up?
Yeah, I pick him up.
But well, that's a good trade-off. I love pickup
because
they're happy to see you.
Pickup is easy, bitch. I'm like, hi, son, come, let's go. Oh, you want to have a treat? Okay.
I know. It's amazing.
So pickups are so much better. He's happy. And that's because John works, like, till late.
Yeah. Like, it gives him a little them time.
Yeah, it gives them time. And he's happy with dad. And I'm like, okay, fucking yes, bitch. So good. I don't mean to rub that in, but at the same time, I am fucking elated.
This was Michael's plan after Bub comes. He's like, maybe I'll start work at 9. And I'm like, I bet you fucking don't.
You're
don't.
Like, please.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, talk
please
to me again in 3 months, bitch.
When he has to
you'll
start
be like,
doing
be like,
them.
Get me out of this fucking house. I'm going to work at 6.
He just starts earlier.
Yeah.
It's like it got real busy. I have to pick up extra hours. But see, the problem is that, like, with John and Michael, they are in charge of their own boss. So we know that they have the capability to
make
those changes if it needed to be. So they don't have, like, sorry, sweetie, the boss won't let me. No.
No. And Mike always makes that joke. He's like, oh, just ask the boss. I'm like, bitch, you are the boss.
Caitlin, all the time. Yeah. And then I'm like, obviously, he's like, yeah, but I'm not the boss. And I'm like, fuck off.
Oh, it's like the joke's worn now. It's worn thin. You can give it up.
But the thing is I have access to John's calendar. So
I just go in
and I just put like a busy period and then I'll write this is why and don't move. So I just, because otherwise he doesn't know. If I don't put it in his calendar.
Yeah, we have a shared calendar. Like he's.
Like a Google one?
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm always like, I see what you're doing. And it ain't much, bitch. And then one time, when was it? Super Bowl day or something. It was a Sunday. And he's like, I've just got to go to the office. I've got to do, like, road trip or something. And then he had something called his story of the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, office work, bitch. He was in the office watching
Super
Bowl.
He's got a whole party. He's had it catered.
Oh, little shit. I'm like, this isn't work, mate. Get the big TV out of your office. What do you need a big TV for?
Oh, my God. So funny.
No, that's an awesome win.
Well, I hope that he starts at 9. That'd be so great.
No, I don't see it happening. I honestly don't.
Yeah, we can be hopeful, you know.
Yeah,
and another win was Odin got Student of the Week at school.
Bless his soul.
He did, and we went up to his little parade, and he like went up the front, and he was crying. He cried the whole time. But he was super proud of himself. I know. And Brooklyn got Student of the Week last week too. So we were
Look at you just raising fucking Student of the
Week. I was talking to another mum there. And
I'm so blessed.
And I was like, I said, honestly, isn't it just a fucking pat on the back that maybe we've done something right? And she's like, yes.
Oh, I love that. Good on him. And good on her. Yeah. That's so cute.
What about you? What's a win for the week?
Win for the week. Actually, my physio appointment was fucking bliss last week. Is that a win? Oh, I don't even know.
That's
she rubbed
win,
me
bitch.
Out fucking but, good.
Ooh, love a good rub out.
Yeah, she did my ass and she did my inner thigh and I was like, oh, yes.
When you're pregnant,
I know.
Bitch, that
and, like,
shit
at
is
first,
like.
At first, I actually pulled my pants down and I was like,
you're like take them off,
that's my whole ass. Like, really?
Oi,
do you really need to see that?
The massages that I get at the Thai place, they get my whole ass out.
It's just so invasive.
It
but
was
I love
a lot.
It.
And they just like in there and like spread your cheeks.
I'm like,
and
I'm all like, I do is picture in my head my cellulite at that moment. I'm like, my ass would be looking
for fuck's
right
sakes,
now.
Caitlin.
Nah.
Really?
Don't. That's all I think. So I don't enjoy it, but I enjoy it, the feeling afterwards. I'm like, that felt fucking.
Oh my God. Do you know, You don't even, do you even have cellulite?
Oh, you just see me now. I walk past myself in the mirror and I'm like, is that what people see? Is this what people see?
Welcome to the club, bitch.
Oh, my gosh. I can't do it. Yeah.
I was actually looking at getting into dry brushing.
Yes, like, I tried that for a period, but I just always forgot.
Okay,
I always
see.
Do that. I always forget to do shit.
Yeah, well, it's a lot. Okay, you've got two kids. Okay, and you got
it's
a
just
husband.
Like, when am I going to find that extra 5 minutes a day before bedtime to dry brush the shit out of my legs when I could just hop in bed?
I mean, this is the thing. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I saw places.
Yeah,
suction cup. That cellulite cupping.
Okay, I've had the vacuums at Bella Bronze when I've gone there, the glow space or whatever it is, when they, the vacuum thing, and they suck the, it's for cellulite. Like, it.
Does that work?
It works, but again, you have to keep at it. You can't, it's not like something, because when, after I got it done like the first time, I was like, ooh, that's a bit, like, because it's a pretty intense, like, when you've got cellulite, you know?
Yeah.
But I did feel like there was some sort of, like, appearance, even though it's probably kind of worn off if you didn't keep it up. But I did notice that it was more – everything looked more plump, like, just for a very brief moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, but I could see how if I continued that daily or really often, plus dry brushing, plus all of the things, I feel like it could make a difference.
And the other thing with dry brushing is when I – like, because I – was tanning a lot. So when I tan, I'm like, I don't want to be brushing off my, you know, like my.
So true.
Yeah, I don't know. See, fake tan
so
ruins my life.
There's
so many things I can't do. Like I mean, when you said I sat swimming at the swim up bar in Brisbane, I'm like, bitch, I would be tanned and I would walk out
I don't know why I even thought about that. I've seen it. I was sending Caitlin ideas for our meetup for the 1 year anniversary of the podcast, and it was a swim up bar in the city, right? But wait, they sold like it was all like seafood buffet. I don't eat seafood.
Jamie doesn't eat seafood.
And I am fucking getting in a pair of swimmers on a rooftop bar in Brisbane into chlorine. After a tan, like,
no.
Bitch, no. It's not happening. I don't.
No.
Sorry.
No, you're
I was a different person. Like, really think about it, okay?
Oh.
Seriously,
any challenges this week?
Probably just food.
Yeah.
Calorie deficit. Oh, that's shit. It's just a fucking constant struggle, bitch. I mean, it's been 20 years, okay? That's just a constant struggle. We're not even going to go there.
Does it make you angry?
Oh, just get over it.
Oh, I'm so ragey at the moment with my pregnancy. That's probably a challenge for me. And if I'm not being a bitch to someone else, I'm being a bitch to myself. So, like, the week before, I was so depressed. So if I'm not depressed, it means I'm fucking coming at you, okay?
I know when you've gone into a deep, hole in your head is because you go quiet. You just
I'm like, don't talk to me. And then I'm like, can't be bothered opening any messages. I'm like, can't bothered responding.
And then I go to like message and I'm like, no, when I was pregnant, because my pregnancy was so bad, I understand, like, because I was in so much pain and so uncomfortable and so, like, I didn't even want to exist. And then you have two kids already. Top of that, like, I couldn't. So I just leave it. I'm like, she'll come out of her shell in a minute.
I'll come out of my shell.
She'll come back.
Eventually. But, everything's been pissing me off. Like, I saw someone on social media. I'm just going to have a little vent.
Yeah,
it's not even anything big. And they were like, something like a first day of my bleed. Why the fuck are we calling it my bleed? It's a period. Just say first day of my fucking period. Like, I just don't understand this whole hippie shit.
The
like,
terminology.
Yeah. And then I go, Caitlin, stop being a fucking contradicting mole. Because then I'm always like, oh, yeah, my rags, or I'm bleeding from the fork, or, you know.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, rags makes me feel sick.
No. The bleed is so invasive to me. Like, it's not ceremonial shit. Like, just say period.
No.
I don't need to know. First day of my cycle. I get that. I understand that. That's a good
cycle's
one.
Nice. I like cycle. I know.
Not the bleed.
Oh,
I'm going to honour the bleed. Like, fuck off.
Oh, man. Fuck
off. Something else. Sorry. I'm so ragey sometimes.
I love that it is such a random thing to rage about.
Like, I know. I literally have to pull myself together and go, Caitlin, calm the fuck down.
You know, it's really not that
big. It doesn't affect your life whatsoever. Let them live their bleeding life and move on.
So funny. Okay. On to the next little thing, which may be a little bit of a trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
But the only reason, and it's to do with child exploitation and all that sort of stuff. So if that really fucks you up, then just fast forward. I don't know where to.
Yeah, like happy Wednesday.
Yeah. No, but okay, the reason I'm bringing it up is because it is consuming my feeds. Like, it is just everywhere. And
I feel like once you see it, then your algorithm just goes, let's pub this bitch for a bit.
And I try to just switch past it because obviously I find that stuff so distressing. And I actually don't engage in any sort of propaganda or like media or anything about negative things just because it affects my space and I'm like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But the reason I was listening is because I don't want to be completely blind to what is happening.
Too naive. Yeah.
I don't want to be naive. I don't want to be stupid to think that people aren't there being fucked up. Like, I know they are, but to what extent, right?
So yeah, well, you need to know what to protect your kids from.
Yeah.
Too.
So it actually started with following like a chick, and she put up, and it's that sound on TikTok where it goes, it's a song and it goes, I'm not afraid of God, I'm afraid of man. And on it, it was basically everyone sharing like sexual assault stories or things to do with men, involving men. And I just like couldn't even keep looking at it. I was like, that is just too much for me to engage in. But the chick said that she was with her partner, and I think they had been together a while, and he'd asked her to engage in age play. And, like, I guess that's, like, when girls dress up as, like, schoolgirls and they've got, like, piggy tails and ponytails, which in itself, when you think about it, is actually really fucked up. But anyway, he wanted her to dress up and act as a 5-year-old girl. That was his kink, is to dress up as a child and for him to obviously have intercourse with the child.
What the fuck?
And the thing was, is I was like, oh, that's so fucked up. I was like, ew. And then I went to the comments and then I started realizing, oh my God, this is not an isolated event. Okay, this is like something that has happened a lot to a lot of women. And I was like, I was just like, my mind just started going like 1,000 miles an hour because I kept thinking like these people, some of them were like, I was married to my husband for so many years. And then we started obviously wanting to explore different things. And then this came and then she's like, I didn't know what to do. Or do I leave him? What is on his computer? Like, where is, like, is there other things going on that I don't know about? One chick was like, one of her boyfriends wanted her to dress up as her daughter, as his daughter. There was sex workers in there saying that they get very often, they have husbands, fathers come in and talk about their daughters, about how their daughters are so amazing. And if they can act like their daughters during the thing,
they'll pay them more.
Like, literally, this was, I was like,
that is disgusting.
It was so much to take in because I was like, this is actually someone's dad. This is actually someone's grandfather. This is actually someone's uncle. This is actually, like, these men, like, how do you know? Like, from what I'm seeing is it is so prevalent and it made me so scared. Like, I was like,
that's really disturbing.
How do you gauge this? Like, how can we protect our children?
Well, that's why they always say, like, does that make sense? Yeah. That's why they always say, like, abuse is some people that you know, because it can be anyone, right?
Yeah.
Which is so terrifying in itself. I'm like,
and it's actually sad, though, because, like, you don't want to have to doubt the men in your life either. Like,
no,
when people are like, oh, it's their daughter, like, I'm like, I don't know who to trust. Like, where are we going?
No, here? Like are you meant to report that shit? Like, that is just fucking,
that's what they're like. They're like, one of the girlfriends that was with the guy and he want the daughter, obviously it wasn't her daughter, it was like another lady's daughter, and everyone was like, okay, but did you notify the mother? Like, did you tell her? Like, how would you even respond to that? What would your reaction be? Like, I don't even think, like, to myself, I was like, I would not even know what to do in that situation. Genuinely.
I would feel so fucking you'd vomit. Sick and in shock.
You'd be in shock. You'd have to fucking hospitalize me. I wouldn't even know what to do. Like, I would be,
oh my God, I don't even know.
So then it went down this thing and I seen that there's these people on TikTok and this guy and this girl, two totally different individuals, but they started getting like in their FYP page and even on Instagram in their discovery was just all these Instagram accounts of like young girls, like little girls doing like get ready with me, like the mum and dad are being like, get ready with me with my daughter or whatever, right? And they had full accounts. And then the guy went on and he went through all of the followers of these little girls' accounts. And who do you think her followers were?
Men.
Dirty old men. And they were like, oh, you know, she's 10. I can't believe it. She shouldn't be this beautiful at 10. Like, rah, 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 rah. Yeah. So these TikTokers, what they started doing was, is going, okay, that's a fucked up comment. Clearly you're sexualizing a child. So then they went to these guys, they stalked their pages, found where they worked, found everything, and then sent the like information through to these companies and these businesses and wives and that of the people leaving comments. And they like basically like trying to fuck up their lives, obviously. I mean, I would too, right?
Yeah.
But they ended up saying that they had gone so deep into that world of trying of child exploitation and things like that, that they actually are removing themselves from social media because they actually physically can't, like, they're they've basically traumatized themselves so badly that they need to, like, step away from everything and go and get therapy because they're that traumatized by what they've discovered in social media. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, like, it made me really second-guess putting my kids' pictures and stuff online.
Well, I know. Like, my account used to be
It's so public. Hard.
And now I've changed it all to private because I'm like...
Yeah, that was because that weird bitch was on our podcast page.
Yeah, and that freaked me Remember? The fuck out. I was like, who the fuck are you? And then just like, I have, it's been private ever since. And I'm like, it's not worth...
Yeah, she was weird.
An extra few fucking likes or...
No, bitch.
Something. Like,
and that's why I'm like, I don't want to have to keep everything private, but...
Yeah.
At the same time, it's like so hard. I don't know what to do as a parent. Do you know what I mean? So...
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know why I went down that route, but it was more of a touchy topic.
It's scary. You can get like, really scared. I love seeing those. Well, I don't love it, but you know those. It's like this. It must be like about what you like what you're talking about, and they. It's like a room full of people, and all they do is hunt down like people that are trying to get in contact with children, and all that stuff, and they'll pretend to be a child themselves, and then they'll organize a meetup and stuff like that. And just getting them, like, seeing them busted, I'm like, fuck you. Oh, and also, that reminds me of that girl that was taken camping in WA. He was following her mother on social media, like that weirdo that took her. And I'm like.
This is what I mean. See,
I need to, oh, my God, this is just, I'm going to go through all my followers list and just delete a whole bunch of people.
And this is what I mean is, like, it is a touchy topic.
It's not worth it,
and it's not, like, nice to bring up or, like, talk about because it can be triggering for a lot of people, especially because there is a lot of people that have been assaulted. But I think it is an important conversation to have because we really can't stick our head in the sand about it. Like, we really do have to be quite wary. Because that is the truth of it. But do you know what I think is becoming good is that there is people bringing so much light to the situation. And because there is like full on, what do you call it? Like task forces and things like that. I feel like it might be scaring some of the dodgy people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I still think there's so many fucking people out there, though. You're like, this is what I'm telling myself to get by. Okay. So let's keep playing it.
Positive spin. Just so I can sleep at night.
Fucking wild, though, hey? Like,
So there was also on TikTok, I've seen this. It's Marcus Houston, I don't know, it must be like some sort of celebrity couple over in America, right? Now, him and his wife put up a photo with their like 3-year-old daughter. And then they were like, oh, you know, 10 years together, 3 years married. Oh, sorry, their daughter's like one or something, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then everyone's like, wait a second, she's only 22 and he's 41. They've been together 10 years.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that's right. So then I went down this fucking rabbit hole of COVID. Wait,
how old is he?
41, and she is 22.
So 31 and 12.
That's right, Caitlin.
What the fuck?
Yep. So I went down the rabbit hole as everyone else did that seen the announcement was like, happy like 10-year anniversary, 3 years married, 1 year baby. Like, and they're like, she's 22. He's 41. How the fuck? Anyway, they found that at 16, she went missing, right? She was a missing child at 16.
My God.
Yes. And apparently they couldn't find her or anything. And then she turns up at like 19 and she's married and pregnant. So she's pregnant, right? She was 19. So the baby's 2. Sorry. That's right. That's so right. It's really irrelevant. But yes. Yeah, so what had happened is like basically, obviously, he had been grooming her.
Grooming her.
Yeah. And they'd been together since 12.
12 years old. That is fucking disgusting.
Because they said 31. She was... Yeah.
31? Because, what 31-year-old is looking at a 12-year-old? Like, I'm sorry, you have issues.
Yep. And apparently they said, oh, because she was, like, run away from home, she was, like, looking after herself and stuff because she was, like, a runaway. So she was more mature for her age and...
Oh, fuck off.
Anyway, they had brought it up on a podcast.
if that was another, my daughter, oh, my God.
Yeah, missing, 16.
No, even talking to a 31-year-old at 12 years old...
Disturbing.
He would have no fucking life disturbing. Left.
Clearly the parents weren't in the picture. Either she was a runaway, apparently, or they obviously were...
Ew, he is sick. He is sick.
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 Sick. Disgusting. Which, so I was like, that's wild.
Well, that reminds me of, like, Woody Allen. You know how he married his adoptive daughter?
You know, come on. Come on!
He had this daughter, said she was a baby, and he ended up marrying her. They're married.
It honestly just makes me sick. There was another one I seen.
It's disgusting.
There was another one I seen, and it was a father and daughter. They ended up getting married. Australia.
Wait. Blood?
They blood a dad really? And a daughter.
Oh. That's fucking gross.
I was like, are you saying something? Yeah, bitch.
No, I'm just disturbed. I'm
it's not actually disgusting. And so the court, they actually family dobbed them in. And so.
Well, I thought you couldn't marry it.
You can't. Sorry, not married. They're together.
Okay.
So they were having sex. They were sexually intertwined. But apparently he did not raise her. They had reconnected when she was an adult and they fell in love. No, bitch.
You came from his ball sack. That is disgusting. Yes. His ball sack is now banging your vagina. It's disgusting. Yeah.
I feel sick.
No. But they say that can happen sometimes when you haven't been around that. It's
really
genetic,
common.
It's genetic.
Like the bonding thing.
Yeah, and they mistake it for love.
Yep.
Because there's so many of those stories how, like, there's a mum and a son falling in love or a brother.
Speaking of that, was it you telling me, or I seen it on a podcast, I don't know where I seen it or heard it, was that there was a chick that called off her wedding, like, at the wedding, and she had walked into the bathroom before she was getting married, and the mother was breastfeeding the son? Did you tell me that? No? Okay.
Fuck.
A grown man. Yep. They'd been together like
You're judging like John doesn't do it.
Not to his mother.
Yeah, okay. A bit different.
That's disgusting. Okay.
Okay. And, are you sure he was breastfeeding and not
and
just
because,
sucking?
No.
Because either way is bad. Either way is
sorry,
bad.
I'm sorry. Is that better? And apparently, she's been breastfeeding him his whole life.
No, you're fucked. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not on that train.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Oh, mate. What? How is he? No, she would have known he was fucked up. She would have known she was marrying someone fucked up.
Surely.
No normal.
You got
no
a bit
normal,
something.
Regular person.
Okay.
Goes, I still suck my mum's tit. Okay.
Can I just say, even when we're talking about, like, assault, like, kid sort of stuff, right? Come on.
That is assault.
But my thing is, right, is that I reckon you can always tell that someone's a little bit fucking weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Every time they go, oh, I didn't guess Barry was the child molester, and I'm like, bitch, really? Barry looks like a fucking serial killer, bitch. Come on.
I'm not laughing.
Your radar is off, cunt. Come on.
Sorry. I'm laughing because I have an Uncle Barry.
Sorry, Bazza.
No, you're good. Okay. So, no, but I get what you're saying?
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, yeah. They're always weird. Like, and you're like, come on. You know that cunt's weird. Like,
I wonder if they think back and, like, everything starts making sense. Because I think when you know someone, you go, nah, they wouldn't mean it like that. Or, you know. And then
I reckon you can still tell if someone's just a little bit weird.
Yeah. I'm sorry. As someone who's sucking their mum's tit about to get married, you'd be able to know he's weird.
You've known. He's had a lactation fetish or something.
Yeah. Like, he's grown up on a farm. He's been homeschooled. He has good little people skills. He's fucking... He doesn't leave it. Like, he's just...
Poor bastards that have been homeschooled. Like,
don't go on fucking farmer wants a wife, mate. You'll be marrying someone who sucks their mum off. Like, it's not fun.
It actually makes me feel sick. What is wrong with people?
Why would that mother...
At what point does the grown man go...
Why am I sucking my mum's
milk? This is a bit fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, that's what I mean. You would know he's fucking weird.
Why does my mum keep getting me to suck her tits?
Why do I want to? Why do I want to suck my mum's tits?
Maybe it's thirsty. Okay? I don't know. Suck
her. Fucking go to the grocery shop, mate. There's no excuse.
Nah. People are so weird.
People are fucking strange. Does he have siblings? I need to know if it's all siblings sucking.
He's a lone child. He's an only child.
Oh, that's see, weird again. You know he's weird again. Sorry,
wait,
if you're
I
a lone
have
child.
An only child. Oh. No, wait.
Sorry, he's got steps. Yeah. He's got half sisters. Well, Jamie Lee, you do look. Okay, moving on.
Very true. On to the next little seggy.
Oh, no, wait. What about that Madeline McCann?
Oh, that bitch, yeah. Okay, so I've been looking at
McCann.
So I get it, but they've done a paternity test, like a DNA test.
They have done it now?
Yep.
Are they waiting for results?
Yes. I think they're waiting.
Yeah.
Because their eye does have the weird thing, which is the only thing that's like, ooh, okay, that's...
Oh, and when you put side by side of her, like, their noses are exactly the same.
Yes. And she doesn't know anything about her life. She doesn't know anything about her life.
Who would get in trouble there? Would it be like the people raising her? Like, how does this all work? Like, there'd be so many
unanswered questions. Because obviously they would have had to have obtained the child in some way.
Yeah, like they would have to be part of some ring of some sort.
Yep. Yep. And she's like, even if, like they said, even if I am not, obviously I've been stolen. Like, obviously something's gone on. Because I don't know, no one has any idea, like, of...
And there's no baby photos or anything?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, so basically there's still claiming to be Madeline. I really want these results to come out.
Fucking oath. I'm so excited to see that.
Like, there's a part of me that says it's not going
to
be her. Because I just think that's so unbelievable. But imagine if it is.
It would be wild.
And then I feel like everyone would feel guilty for blaming the parents, right? Because everyone said the parents killed her.
Well, everyone said that the parents wouldn't even do the DNA test because they're like, why would you do that if you knew you killed your daughter? And I'm like, of course they would to still cover their tracks. Like, anyway, moving on.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm like, people are dumb as fuck.
Yeah, next. That's going to be interesting to see how that palms out. Because then when I first saw it, I'm like, this is kind of sick to claim that you're, like, a missing dead girl.
Yeah, and I was like, but she really does, actually. Like,
yeah, she has a lot of, like, similarities.
Yeah, the thing in the eye is the one that got me. I was like, oh, that's a pretty rare thing to have. Like, that's not a common
thing
in the same eye.
Yeah, true.
It's just not.
True.
It's not. Not when all of the other little pieces, like, it might be just a massive coincidence, but.
Yeah. When do these results come up?
I don't know. We need to figure that out.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Next segment.
Something a little bit more upbeat.
Yeah.
A little more positive. I'm going to play.
See, and the thing that annoys me, sorry, is go she's on. Already got for press and media inquiries. Please contact my spokesman. Why are you doing press and media? Like,
stop.
This just discredits you. Like, I'm not.
I'm not playing into your bullshit, bitch.
Yeah, that's what annoys me. I'm like, these are real lives, motherfucker.
Oh, that's so true. Now, if I wanted to play a TikTok through this, can I just play it through the speaker or do you want to play it? Can you play it on your phone?
Just put it up to your phone, doll.
Okay, it will. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, bruv. I don't know why, but I've been obsessed with the word bruv. I think it's because I've been watching the UK Love Island.
Oh, fuck, I love UK Love Island. Like, they just do it like no one else.
Okay. This is it. Ready?
Okay.
Help, I'm scarred for life. I'm going to introduce you to something called igluing and change your life forever.
Oh, gosh.
Back in 2018, my husband expressed a desire to connect with some American expats here in Croatia. On Facebook, we found a group of about a dozen people from the States who met weekly for drinks and various other activities. A year into meeting them all, two guys who shared an apartment, let's call them Ryan and Alex, decided to host a Thanksgiving dinner. We arrived at Ryan and Alex's apartment at 8 a.m. to get everything ready.
Jesus, that's early for a dinner.
Marissa and I started moving the frozen goods in the freezer drawer around to make room for a dessert that needed to be chilled. It was then that Marissa pulled out a particular Ziploc with what looked like four sausages inside. My husband picked up the bag with a look of disgust and asked, "Are these condoms?" He then took a closer look and threw the bag away like it was the devil itself, while gagging and gasping for air. There in the Ziploc were four perfectly straight, frozen logs of shit in neatly tied condoms.
Fucking Nora.
That was from Paula. We stared at each other in shock, while my husband was still gagging on the balcony behind us. When Ryan came home, we showed him the bag and he just rolled his eyes and walked into Alex's room. The fact that he wasn't shocked at our discovery shocked us even more for a few minutes until Alex emerged from his bedroom looking all kinds of embarrassed and explained, apparently, Alex is into something called igluing. Which, for all you fellow clueless souls, means that he likes to freeze his poo in condoms and then use it like a dildo.
Jesus,
oh, for fuck's sake.
Christ on a bike. He uses his own poo to shag his ass. I have too much
money
to deal with this shit. No pun intended. How does he get it out of the toilet into the
I don't know!
He obviously shits right in it. Nah, but why? Why?
He just must put the entrance of. He puts the entrance.
Yeah,
of
like
the
he would. Make, he would cover his. It's like when you put confetti in a balloon, right? Like you just shove it in the chain.
You'd have to clench hard to make sure it's timed correctly.
But why? Like, just use a dildo. You don't know what's in it. Just put, like, that's disgusting.
I don't understand.
Oh my gosh, why are people's fetishes so bizarre? Like, they're so.
Can I just ask?
I would never think, I'm going to shit into a condom and shove that inside me.
I have no idea why people come up with these things or how. How?
Who the fuck? Who's thinking of this?
And who named it an igloo? And. The fact that it has a name means it's more common than we care to think about.
Wait, if I look up igloo on Urban Dictionary, what comes up?
Iglooing. But why? Why is it called an igloo? Is it because igloos have those square, like, because you have to make, like, the square ice blocks and it's all bumpy in texture? Is that why it's called an igloo?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, my God, it's literally on Urban Dictionary. To shit in a condom and freeze it, therefore creating a feces dildo. Or when a man has a big shit, then another man wraps it in cling wrap and puts it in the freezer. Once hard, the second man then proceeds to put it back up the first man's ass. Oh, for
sorry.
Oh, sorry. My God. Oh, my God. Sorry. That means they let it mount in their ass. Oh. Oh my god, I feel like, where does this come from?
Why?
Who thinks of this shit?
Why?
Another description. To shit in an ice cream tub, freeze it, then carve out small little blocks to form a real shit igloo.
Wait, these guys have us fucked up, honestly. Honestly!
Please, Miss Crustacean Flaps, the class girl. It says, please, Miss Crustacean Flaps, the class Goebbels igloo is beginning to melt and it smells really bad.
Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Wait. Why? Why do people igloo?
I need to know what's going on in their brain. That's fucking disturbing. What the fuck? Why do people play with shit?
Listen, you've lost me at the smell.
Nah. This is what I said. Okay, so before I go into labor, right, I do an enema, so I get all my shit out. Because I'm like, nah, that's not happening on the table. And then I'm like, they're like, oh, the midwives don't even let you know that you poo. Like, they just take it away. I'm like, bitch, I would smell that. And I'm not having you that would. Ruin my experience. Yeah.
A lot of people do, though.
I know, okay. But it's not happening to me.
Scat. It's actually, it's also called an Alaskan pipeline.
Oh!
The igloo drink, when you think about it, igloo is a scat.
Pipeline.
Okay, so they're sexually aroused by shit. Oh, types of igluing. Igluing yourself anally. Igluing yourself vaginally. Igluing others. Igluing others anally, igluing others vaginally. As you can imagine, you can combine several of these into one big Eskimo party.
No, this is why people need therapy, okay? This is not normal.
Honestly.
I'm sorry. Honestly. I'm not trying to fetish shame, but like...
Come on!
You're igluing.
I am. Come okay. on. Like, pull your shit together.
Fix your shit out. These are the people that hang out with the guy who's sucking his mum's tit. Like, it's not... I bet you they live on a fucking farm, okay? I'm going to go to town and buy a fucking dildo like a normal person.
Sorry, farm people.
No, I'm only joking.
Are you? There are benefits to igluing.
Oh, okay. Let's hear them.
Sexual pleasure. Okay.
Oh, that's no.
The thrill of the taboo. And an orgasm. I mean, to me, that the cons far outweigh the positives here.
Truthfully, there's nothing that gets you going like knowing you're fucking sticking your own shit in yourself. Like, who's seeking that?
it's okay. This is okay. People have written in.
Oh.
It's like getting a little high off breaking the rules. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I get it, I do.
Go to the fucking shop and steal a candy. Sweetie, like, what are we doing?
Come on. There's something about going against the norm that's just exciting, I guess. It's like when you were a kid and your parents told you not to touch the stove, what's the first thing you wanted to do? You touch the stove. That's what I did. It's like that, but on a bigger scale. Some people just want to push the limits, see how far they can go. And I'm not saying it's always a good thing, but it's human nature. We're curious creatures. We want to explore and try things, even if they're not exactly kosher. People do things for the thrill of the taboo. It's just how it is. People who indulge in igluing sexual act get pleasure from the idea and the physical act. They orgasm normally through penetration, but their pleasure is multiplied knowing it involves scat play.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't happen for me, soz guys. I won't be trying. That's not on my trying list anytime soon.
You've lost me.
I mean, I know we said we're going to try things for the pod, but
you've lost me. Well, sweetie, you give it a good whirl and you let me know.
I just think that's disgusting. Like,
I'm blown away by that. I'm not going to lie.
I can't believe people put shit in their vagina.
Well, I have heard about the California Hot Pocket. That's one of them. That's where you put put excrement into your vagina and then they have sex with it. That's called a California Hot Pocket.
Nah, that's fucking disgusting. Are you people fucked? No. Aren't you getting some fucking things down there? Like, how is that clean?
Oh, hello, UTI yeast infection.
Oh.
No, I can't even.
Who the fuck are these people?
Sweetie, I'm sorry, if you're
into that, that's fine. But I don't know.
I literally can't even wear synthetic underwear, okay?
Bitch.
You've lost me.
No. What underwear do you think? I'm thinking cotton. I need a good brand of, like, cotton underwear. Because I've been buying the undies from Cotton On, but they're not cotton. I'm like, I feel like not pussy fabric. Like,
sweetie, I feel
my pussy is not breathing.
Well, I actually seen something, obstetrician or whatever the fuck those people are with vaginas, and they said the vagina does not actually breathe. So your vagina does not actually be required to be aired out or to be like, there is no breathing. Like, it's not like a breathing organism. Like, you could wear undies 24/7 and it not be an issue. She's like, it's just a misconception that your vagina needs to breathe. I just feel like I like
a little bit of breath work. Yeah. We're going to do some breath work down there, you know?
Breathe it out, baby.
Yes. Breathe that area out.
Lapping in the wind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes. Mm. Everybody deserves to breathe.
Yeah.
Here and there.
And on that note, what are three wellness practices, if you could only do three for the rest of your life, wellness practices, what would they be? You can only have three.
But, like, what's considered, obviously, masturbation.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Obviously.
I mean, that is a wellness act.
That is a wellness act. I feel happier afterwards.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're prioritizing.
It's a de-stressor.
Yes. I don't think a lot of women do it. Do you know what I figured?
I can't do it with my fingers. It's not a thing. I can't get it out of my head with my fingers. Like, I've got my, like.
Like, you're what? Doing it. Like, am I getting myself off? Is that what?
So don't ever worry about touching my fingers because they do not go anywhere, okay?
Oh.
But I just can't do it. I'm too in my head. Get me out of my head. I'm like, my fingers are in my vagina.
Oh, right. Well, maybe if you're penetrating. Not really penetrating.
I don't know. It's just my fingers don't
get me like,
off.
Oh, I've seen on maths. Let's do the three wellness practices and then we'll
get back to
that.
I don't know what else I do.
And that's the one that takes priority. Yeah.
And that's my wellness thing.
That is my 1, 2, and 3. Thank you.
So give me some examples.
Okay, like, so this chick had them and I was like, I would be like, really good.
Work.
No, okay, for me, I like her, but it's not.
What I mean. I don't know what definition of wellness.
So hers was cold plunging. And only because it has such a massive impact on your health and wellness long term. She's like, of course, that is like one thing that I would do for the rest of my life. And I'm like, I really want to get into that. I'm a pussy.
Me too.
But I would really love to do that. Mouth taping. So taping your mouth when you sleep. So So I'm going to
start. I heard people say that can be bad for you though.
Great. Awesome. So,
but they say that with fucking everything. Some employees
really
do.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. Number three was. Oh my god, I lost it.
You obviously can live without it, then, bitch.
Oh, lymphatic drainage.
Right. Okay. Have you done that?
So when I use one of the guaishes or whatever fuck it is on my face, I have a huge difference in my face. Like humongous, which is basically lymphatic drainage. It's basically massaging, but it takes it further. You can do lymphatic drainage through your whole body. But
I want to get one with the when they do the facials and they do that lymph.
Yeah, well, the massage. The massage is like perfectly fine. You can do that at home. So you like did it and then it drains through here.
Wow.
Yeah. And I notice a humongous difference in my face when I do it. Literally one whole side is like lifted.
I know you've sent me the video before and I was like,
yeah, like, can you imagine if you did that for a long time? Like, there is this one chick that I've been following for lymphatic drainage that I really want to learn from, but an anti-aging. So she actually, it's more, the massage is more focused on your scalp and your head and your neck because that's where all the muscles pull your face. So it actually tightens your face when you do more massage around this area rather than the face alone. Anyway,
wow!
I've got to look.
I've been following this chick, and she looks fucking amazing. And she every night she tapes her face.
This is what her whole face,
and she has no lines. Yeah, she does all this. I'll send you her. I'll put her page up. But I was just like, but then I'm like, who has the time to do that? I don't have time to tape every single part of my fucking face.
This is what I mean, and I guess that like. You just need to choose things that work for you that you have time to do. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's so many things out there where I'm like, oh, we need to do this and this and this. And I'm like, do you know what? Like, I have to be realistic. I ain't fucking doing it. Yeah. Okay.
You never commit to it full time then. You're just like, you can't do it for a while.
You need to like, and I think this day and age, we're all into instant gratification. I mean, that's why we all get Botox and fillers and stuff is because who's got fucking time to be sitting there taping up our faces every night before bed? Like, I got better things to do. Do you know what I have noticed, though, is my skin is all, like, the texture of my skin has always been an issue. And I started using a face washer. Now, I don't use face washers normally. I just use a cleanser and, like, a makeup wipe and then, like, some toner or whatever after, like, when I go to bed. And it's a moisturizing one and I just kind of leave it at that. I don't really know what else to do, right? And then I went and bought like, you know, niacinamide and fucking hyaluronic acid and fucking all the shit that they tell you to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I started using a makeup wipe before getting in the shower and then using a face washer with just water on it and like getting into my face. And I think I even used some like a little bit of cleanser, like on the thing, because I had already got most of it off with a makeup wipe.
Yeah, but don't use makeup wipes as a cleanser.
No. So then after the makeup wipe, I used the face washer, right? And then got into it after that. My skin transformed. Like my skin was the best it has ever been. Ever been. Anyway, so when I finished using, I used the face washer for like 2 days and then I washed it and then I forgot to put a new one into the thing. Anyway, so I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to go back to using the cleansers. Anyway, my skin has gone back to shit. Like it is nothing like it was when I used the face washer. Like nothing. Nothing.
Well, there's no like one thing suits all, right? Like you have to figure out what works best for your skin.
Yep. I've seen it was a video like so long ago and they were like, don't sleep on face washers. Like make sure they're clean all the time, like each time. But they literally are so good when you're cleaning your skin. And I was like, oh my God, do other people use face washers when they cleanse their skin? Or do you just cleanse your skin and hop out of the shower? What do you do?
Well, I do my facial stuff outside of the shower. So I'll have a shower and then I'll go to my sink, right?
It fucks up your skin or something, doesn't it? Yeah.
No, I just like to make sure I can do it all in like, that's my little routine that I have.
Okay.
So I'll hop in the shower, I'll do it, I'll cleanse my face.
Yeah.
I did get these packs of Alpha H. Is that how you say that?
Yes, I've used them.
Yeah, they have the face washers. They gave me 10 in a pack when I ordered something.
Oh, okay.
And I was using them. But, yeah, I normally double cleanse but I should use those face washes because I haven't really used them enough. And just then I just wipe my face with a towel and then I put the serums and moisturize and all that stuff on.
So you do that after you have a shower?
Yeah. Right. Well, sometimes I'll, because I like to do it on a row. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's my routine. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have help in the shower. I'll wet my face and stuff in the shower still, but then I'll get out and I'll cleanse.
Oh, okay. So you don't wash your face in the shower. You wash it out of the shower. So you wouldn't.
Yeah, but I'll still like wet it and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay, I'll like, yeah. I just thought, are you a psychopath? Like, I don't know.
every shower, my head is outside. Yeah, I was the shower,
what is she doing?
Sometimes I'll take my face wash into the shower and I'll do it there. But other times it's just all together.
Yeah, it makes sense.
At my bathroom sink. Yeah. But it is so annoying because I hate that, like, when you – have you seen those little –
This is why I do it in the shower, because I hate my makeup getting everywhere. Like, I – like the,
I've seen those little wrist things you can buy, and they're like a little towel – like the towel bracelet.
Oh.
And you put them on. And so when you wash – when you rinse your face off, you don't have the water dripping down your arms.
Okay, because I do hear that it is what – you should not wash your face in the shower. You shouldn't do any skincare in the shower because of
you shouldn't be using really hot water on your face because hot water will age your skin.
That's probably my problem. That's probably why I look like a fucking leather boot because I fucking – that hot water is steaming. It's burning my body.
Yeah. You're not meant to use that too much on your face, hot water, like steaming hot water.
Okay, well, I'm gonna switch it up. But I've been looking at, I really want to go to like a place and just focus on my skin for before the wedding.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to focus on texture, and I really want to get some PRP, maybe some skin needling, things like
that. Well, we should do that together because I really want to do skin needling.
Yes. And Jamie, my friend Jamie, she started getting the skin needling or PRP, I can't remember. And like, her skin is like a completely different person. Like it's
I'll tell you what, even just using those that LED light that I have, the portable one, the Dr. Dennis Gross, that makes such a difference in your skin texture. It's crazy.
Yeah, so she gets the skin needling and the LED. So maybe it's the LED doing it as well. Like in the combination of both. But I tried to get LED ones and because of the
oh, that's right.
Metal in the back of my teeth. It was burning my teeth and shooting hot pain through my jaw. Yes. Yes. That so I can't so get crazy. LED. Yeah. Yep. So I was like, oh, maybe I could do like sections of my face or something.
The
I don't
skin
know.
Skin needling will still work though. Skin needling makes a huge difference from pictures I've seen. I haven't done it personally.
No, Jamie's skin was like it's dramatically different. Like super plump, super. Oh, like that, like amazing, and she's only had a few sessions. I was blown away. Yeah, like really, really good. So that's something I really want to do this year. Just add it onto the list. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We can do that. We'll add that onto the list.
And what else?
We've been chatting for an hour, so
that was fun.
That was fun.
But we're going to get into. Caitlin's going to start watching.
Educational.
Caitlin's going to start watching maths so that we can do little maths recaps. Oh my God, we have to do a little special segment, a maths recap.
Okay. All right, bitch. All right. How many episodes are there? No, I can do this. I can watch just a million watch episodes in one day. It's fine.
Yeah, I binge. I can't watch shows where I can't binge. Yeah, I need to binge.
Yeah. Okay.
Get up to date. And then write down as you're going, just write down notes.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited. I love a good task, especially with TV shows.
Yes.
All right. Oh, I actually had one. Can we just, while we're talking beauty.
Yeah.
Okay. My legs are so fucking hairy. And I was like, okay, surely. I was like, I'm going to go get them waxed.
I can't be fucked. Okay. Random.
But then I sent a photo of them to like my family cousin chat. And I was like, are these long enough? And they're like, no.
No, they need to be really long.
Ew, see, I don't know if I can do it then.
Why don't you get those, they're like mitts, and they go like that, and it's like, they're like silky mitts, and it takes off your hair.
Is it legit, though?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Or is it one of those, like, Instagram fucking ads where they put it over, like, this little acne, and then they wipe it, all the acne's gone?
It's like $2 off Sheen. You're like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but like waxing is not for me. I fucking hate waxing. I'm a pussy, so don't ask me. Why don't you get Michael to shave your legs?
No, I can shave them. I just can't be fucked.
No, again, get Michael to shave them.
I know. I kept telling him he's going to have to shave my pussy when it gets closer to birth, and he's like, I'm not doing that. He's like, I haven't had to do it yet. I ain't doing it again. I'm like,
really, do you fuck know what? You need to fucking harden up, okay?
Yeah. Shave. No, it's all right. I'll have a bath and I'll shave them then. I can't deal with it. I feel you'd like a
scrubber. You'd have to, like, they have to be really long. And because your hair's blonde. There.
Not my leg hairs. The bottom of my leg hairs are black.
Ooh. Okay.
It's gross.
Yeah, shave them.
Get it. Yeah, I'm shaving them. All right.
All right. Harry McClary.
Well.